Today's installment of our summer series, You Must Read This, comes from British author Rebecca Stott. She says summer can be the perfect time for picking up something a bit more challenging, and she's always loved a tale about a great white whale.
I've been rereading Moby Dick for years since I first discovered it in my 20s, and I still don't know quite what it is. There's nothing like it in the history of literature except, perhaps, Lawrence Stern's Tristram Shandy, with its eccentric characters, puns, obsessions, and tricks. Yes, of course, many people know what Moby Dick is about. It is a tale of the voyage of the Pequod and the obsessive, vengeful quest of its captain Ahab to kill the white whale, Moby Dick. But what is it? It is a creature quite unto itself, a great library of learning contained within the belly of a whale, a key to all mythologies, a joke, a quest, a witch hunt, a parable, a water eclogue, a warning against the dangers of monomania and what we might call fundamentalism. The book is a cauldron into which Melville, demented alchemist, tipped everything that fascinated him. Whale lore, whale statistics, meditations on love, friendship, dreams, his own conversations with books by writers from Carlyle to Rousseau, Shakespeare and Goethe. Melville described it as the horrible texture of a fabric that should be woven of ships' cables and houses. A polar wind blows through it, and birds of prey hover over it. Whilst I may have fallen for the eroticized audacity of Moby Dick, for the briny adrenaline rush of its quest, now it seems to provoke more philosophical questions about, for instance, the nature of truth. For Moby Dick refuses, bravely, both the idea of human perfectibility and the notion that truth can be either absolute or reachable. It is not for nothing that the first chapter in which we meet Ishmael, Ahab's attendant shadow, is beautifully entitled Loomings. I try in my own stories to capture the elusiveness of truth by conjuring figures who exist in the interstices of history, who move between past and present, who can only ever be seen on the edges of vision. I keep the novel to hand when I am writing, and I reach for it whenever my nerve fails me, because Melville had nerve, as well as mad genius, and his daring is evident on every page. Moby Dick is also, of course, a warning against the consequences of fundamentalism and monomania in any form, as Salman Rushdie has argued in a passionate essay against fundamentalism called Is Nothing Sacred? He calls Moby Dick a very modern parable. Ahab, gripped by his possession, perishes. Those who worship the whale, for pursuit is a form of worship, perish by the whale. Some of today's warmongers and dictators might learn something about the dangers of a certain kind of messianic zeal from this marvelous book.
Rebecca Stott is the author of Ghost Walk. She lives in Cambridge, England. You'll find an excerpt from Moby Dick, along with more You Must Read This recommendations, at npr.org/summerbooks.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.